Welcome to FCDA Economic Spotlight. This program is designed to educate and inform listeners about Franklin County Development Association, their members and supporters. In addition to being heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ, FCDA Economic Spotlight can also be found as a podcast at radioonthego.com. With today's Economic Spotlight, here's FCDA Director Mary Amsbaugh.
Thank you for joining us today. Today, I am meeting with Dwayne Carsons. When I talked to Sean, he had mentioned that Dwayne's 30th anniversary from working at KLMJ is here. And ever since I found out that, I've been looking forward to this morning and talking to Dwayne. Thank you for joining me, Dwayne.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
It's funny, I start my morning out with you and Beth, listening to you guys while I get ready. And I always enjoy that. It's a good way to start your day, learn about what's going on. And I really enjoy that.
Well, thank you very much. It's been fun doing that for many years. I just kind of pop in for a few minutes and do sports, a little trivia, talk about what we have coming up on the radio. So I'm not on a long time, but been doing it, a long time with Beth now and many other morning hosts through the years.
Right, right. Well, you're doing it as long as it takes me to get ready for work.
That's why we try to time it out.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, 30 years. That's a long time. And I'm sure you've seen lots of changes. And we were talking a few minutes before we went on air about those changes. What would you say is the biggest change for you?
Oh, boy. Here at the radio station, I mean, there's changes to the building. We've expanded the building. We didn't have a radio van. Everybody knows us with the radio van.
Right,
going around. We didn't have any station vehicle back then. And now we have three that roam around to ball games and special events and regular business. You know, in-house, to my day-to-day thing, I have to say the biggest thing is computers. I think there was one computer when I came in 1994 when Craig Donnelly bought the station the year before. There were zero computers.
Wow.
So I think they had a fax machine. So we just gradually had more and more computers for writing purposes to begin with, and then for our doing billing, our daily log, and then eventually it became our station operates. The music and the advertisements are all digitally recorded on a computer and played through that system. So there's a lot of advantages for that. We can go 24 hours a day. We don't have to have somebody here overnight necessarily. But with my job, probably with the computers, is the recording and editing. Like we are recording right now on a computer to get this show. I do a ton of that every day. We didn't have that in the 90s when I came. So when we recorded somebody, it was on a cassette tape usually. And we had to have the people basically do it perfectly. Like if they're recording an ad, or it was hard if we're doing an interview and something happened and we had to edit out a part. That was hard to do because we didn't really have that editing equipment. So I would say that part of it is the biggest change and the biggest plus for me.
I can imagine, because when I ask someone to do the radio program, a lot of times they're really hesitant. Oh, I don't know. And I'm like, it's recorded. They can take out your ums. Yep. They can do all that. And people are more apt to, okay, I'll try it.
Yeah, make people and even myself, sound like a superstar, maybe, if that's possible. But yeah, it does help in, getting things to sound the right way or shorten them up as we need.
Right. And I'm going to step back just a notch. So you've been here 30 years. What did you do before you came here?
Well, I was in radio. I worked a year in Ottumwa, Iowa, and worked for a station down there. And that, I covered just one school, Ottumwa High School. It's a big high school. And I was also supposed to do Indian Hills Community College basketball and sports, but in my transition to go there, that got changed to a different station, so I never had that opportunity to do the community college because Indian Hills has really, really good basketball. I was kind of looking forward to that. So things changed. So after a year, then I'd worked for Craig Donnelly before that. He was the owner here in Hampton. He transitioned in late 93 to have the station here. So I got kind of back with him because I'd worked with him west of Fort Dodge with his family radio station. So he said, hey, you want to try an opportunity in Hampton? So here I am.
And here you are. It's all uphill, or all, I don't know, uphill, downhill. It's all going on straight, right?
Yeah, smooth sailing since then.
There you go. Right? There you go. That's what it was. All right, so I I belong to a Rotary, and Rotary and Kiwanis share programs, and you're involved in Kiwanis. How long have you been involved in Kiwanis?
Oh, boy. Probably out of 30 years, probably 25, I would guess, 26, somewhere in there. I can't remember who invited me to Kiwanis, but I remember John Rowe and I, we had an orientation to join with Paul Hauser at the Gold Key. He took us out for lunch and kind of gave us the lowdown what Kiwanis was all about, and have really enjoyed, you know, getting together, like, you know, Rotary as well. You get to know people, business people in the community.
It is wonderful, and it's a good, they're doing good things too. Yeah. So that's all the much better.
And I enjoyed with Kiwanis, one of the big things, just because of changes, but we don't do it anymore, but we had the Bugs program for many years that was Bring Up Grades, and I really enjoyed that with the middle school kids.
Oh, that would be interesting.
So, yeah, it was fun to get them excited to, you know, continue their homework and you know, study, read, that kind of
thing. A little bit ago, you had talked about sports. And with the sports, you know, I've heard you on the radio calling some Westport games back in the day when my son was playing. Those were always exciting. I was at the game, but then I'd get a copy of the tape so I could hear what was said, you know. So that was a lot of fun because you missed out on some stuff and you got to hear it from there. So that was fun. I can't imagine how busy you were when you were doing sports.
Oh, yeah. So I did sports mainly in the 1990s, but then as we hired individuals, sports directors would come and go. A lot of times I would fill in between. So yeah, I've seen a lot of teams throughout the years still filling in, still, you know, somebody gets sick or has a conflict, I can help. But no, I really enjoy the sports broadcasting. And that's kind of what got me into radio, is I went to our local radio station where I grew up. They played some exciting highlights of the broadcast of our teams, and that kind of got me intrigued. Plus farming through the years, my dad's tractors, I listened to a ton of college games out in the field. So I just, that's kind of what drew me into radio. And then to be able to bring that to the public and provide some entertainment, it's just been a joy from the beginning. Covered west of Fort Dodge. We had a lot of teams, kind of like we do here, but Craig Donnelly's family set that up and got to cover like 10 to 12 teams over west of Fort Dodge, including a team called Pomeroy Palmer.
Right.
And they had the tremendous basketball, and we had some tremendous football with Southern Calhoun. And but yeah, just some great memories of last second shots and sub-state victories, much like West Fork has had through the years and other area teams, you know, from Hampton, Dumont, and so many others. You know, we've had a lot of state champions and just fun times, not just football and basketball, but, you know, even people ask you, you know, what do you think about this sport or that sport? I said, whatever sport we're covering, if the competition level is great and there's, you know, kind of big stakes like going to state or state champions, I mean, I get into it. I enjoy it because the athletes, they're excited about it. I get excited about it.
And they put so much work into it.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So when you're off to all those sports, your wife is missing you, I'm sure.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So how has that gone? So did she go to the stuff with you, or did she just listen on the radio? Or?
Well, when we first started, you know, even before we were married, yeah, she went out with me because I was the exciting radio guy. You know, that was very, you know, exciting and fun, but... So, yeah. And she went with me, and she likes basketball particularly, but through the years, she's kind of drifted back. She goes, you know, kind of been there, done that, but she understood, you know, what my role was, and I put in a lot of time, and yeah, gosh, sometimes 4, 5, 6 nights a week, kind of depends on the time of the year. She understood it was kind of like, I always brought up, it's kind of like harvest time, you know, it's go time, and people put in long hours. We have our... Harvest time is tournament time.
Right. Yep.
And so, yeah, we've gone a lot, but through the years, we've had great people come aboard to handle more of the play-by-play. I'm still willing and excited to fill in, but, you know, the multiple nights a week gets hard on an old guy.
I'm with you. You're not old either. And I'm not old, so we all can relate, right?
Right.
So I remember a few things. Fun things that KLMJ's done. I keep thinking about the April Fool's stuff. And you were talking about doing a parade. You were talking about it.
Yes.
What was your favorite, would you think?
Oh, boy. They've all been fun, our April Fool's Day gags. We haven't done one for a few years since the Iowa Bacon Parade. Made a few people maybe upset with us because they bought into that we were really having this bacon parade where we had balloons from New York City's Macy's Thanksgiving parade. We had all kinds of other crazy things happening. And we originally started our April Fool's Day events with a straight up, we said it was an April Fool's Day parade. Craig Donnelly had the idea, actually, so I got to give Craig props on it. But we, a lot of us bought in and just had fun with it, and we all had different parts of, we would broadcast along the parade route. We would broadcast what's coming through on the parade, and people, we used sound effects, and people believed it. We just had a little fun for a couple hours with that. We did the Olympic torch run, came through the area. We had different people doing that. We had an imaginary baseball game at Dawson Ackerman's farm down by Faulkner. And I know there was a lot of people that went out to see that game that didn't happen. I apologize. Wink, wink. kind of on that. But, we've had some fun. My personal favorite, just a very shameless plug for, I guess, my own interest. But I enjoyed when we changed over to polka music one morning. Again, probably upset some people. But I kind of get into the German, Scandinavian thing, and that was kind of our theme for the morning anyway. And yeah, my name was Les Finesse, not Vaness, but Les Finesse.
Oh, funny.
So anyway, we kind of changed some of our names and tried to do an accent, but we've had fun with those April Fool's Day gags.
And that's all great. That's what brings people in, you know, to listen. You're having a good time. You're listening to, you know, good broadcasting. And
yeah, and hopefully it's so far-fetched that, you know, most people got it. There's a few that got hooked, and I won't name any names. I know who you are that went to the imaginary baseball game or came downtown to Hampton to the parade that didn't happen. But anyway, you know, hopefully it's all in fun. And yeah, we just keep trying to think of creative things to keep people engaged and listening to the radio.
Yep, good times. Good times.
Yep.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, you bet.
This was great. I look forward to continue to work with you, and we'll see what the future brings.
Well, same here. Thanks for doing the podcast and doing the radio shows and informing people of what's going on in our area.
It's good times.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to FCBA Economic Spotlight, heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ and available as a podcast at radioonthego.com. Franklin County Development Association thanks the following entities for sponsoring this program through their investment in FCDA: the Franklin County Supervisors, City of Hampton, and the Franklin County Rural Electric Cooperative. Learn more about doing business in Franklin County by visiting franklincountyiowa.com.